Everybody. First of all, we got a celebrity here in our midst this morning. I guess she was on Channel 23 last night. 27. Our own Stacy here, she got selected because of Veterans Day. She got a free wedding gown for her wedding coming up. And she was on 27 about it. That is great. How many days? A little on the 20. Now, he hasn't got his papers to come home yet, right? Not yet, huh? So we're going to be doing this wedding over Skype? We can just put a monitor up here, a computer. That would be the first. I haven't got that in my resume that I've ever done that. So you could help me add that in there. So today is a day that the thank banks will be turned in. So if you got your bank, we need them up front here during the service or at the end of the service. Worship team, we're going to be meeting right after worship for a short meeting over in the prayer room. Very short. Also, poinsettias, we have still till December 2nd to order those. And if you do like to order one in memory or honor of someone, you fill out the forms and get them in. And the Advent wreath will be here to be picked up on November 25th. As we said, am I doing that? I'm getting static up here through that speaker. It stopped. We made up some nice Advent wreath, and starting next week, they'll be here for you to pick up. One per family. And what it is just some logs we took and cut up about yay thick, put some holes in them, and it's nothing fancy, but you'll have that wreath to pick up with candles for and a daily devotional guide to go with it. So we encourage you to pick those up, and we'll have them for you next week. Also, you know, a few months ago, and I've let the ball drop here, we got to get the ball going. It's about a men's group. And we want that ministry to begin. But I need two men who say, yes, I'm willing to invest my life into getting that started at the church. And if you're willing to be part of that leadership to get that going, let me know. So we need about two men, and some of those who went on that retreat last year would be more aware of that. But any of them, if you really want to get something going here, I need two to take off for the leadership there. Also, next week, Mickey and I will be gone. We'll be back home. And Rick Stentz will be our speaker next Sunday. So I'm sure you will enjoy him as he comes to bring the word. I open to him as all creatures great, all creatures of our God and King. All natures proclaims the glory and honor of God. The mountains shout out. And when you walk in the woods and you look around, you can see the glory of the Father. When we would have puppies, every time a little puppy was born, and I would hold that puppy in my hand, I would go, wow, God, this is unbelievable. Even nature screams out. Let's stand as Greg leads us, all creatures of our God and King.
Number 39.
Thank you.
Let us continue worshiping the Lord our God as we give to him our tithes and offering. Let's bow for prayer. Father, we give this day because of your grace. We give this day because you, above all, you are faithful. Amen.
If you'd also open your hymnals to number 562, 562.
For the beauty of the earth, for the beauty of the skies, for the be now, thy shall the glory be.
We'll go to prayer this morning. I want to take a special time of prayer. And I want to first really focus and pray for Ron Kiefer. And Ron's not here this morning. And I'd like to anoint him with oil, but he's not here. But with the men of that family, Connor, Caden, Curtis, would you come and kneel? And kneel in behalf of your father and grandfather. And that I can anoint you with oil in behalf of him. Come and kneel. As we've said before, there is no magic in the anointing of oil. No magic in it. But it's a way that we symbolize that oil in the ancient world, it was one that was used to anoint kings. Just to remind us, you're king in his eyes. Which remind us, as we anoint you, that your grandfather and your father is a king in the eyes of God. He's special. It's also used for medicine. And that God would work through the medicine as they worked with him. To remind us of his presence there. I'd like to anoint you three as you sit in proxy for your grandfather and your father. That as we see you, we really see him. And we're praying for him. Would you all kneel? Let us pray. Father, thank you for your presence that's beyond our comprehension and your power. And Father, at this time, I anoint Caden on behalf of Ron. That you just remind Ron he's a king. You know him by name. I anoint Curtis on behalf of Ron. That, Lord, you continue to work through that medicine. And you just hold him so tight. And, Father, I anoint Connor on behalf of Ron. That your spirit would just be upon him. And hold him so tight, Father. And Father, I also anoint these three to be instruments of your grace to their father and their grandfather as they stand in not just for him, but for the whole family. Thank you that no matter what we go through, you're with us. And it's a promise that the one name Yahweh has got us. And the one name Yahweh will not let us go. And in the midst of whatever we walk through, you're there. Hold Ron so tight. So tight. And we thank you for today. And we thank you for tomorrow. Because we know that you are faithful in the midst of all we go through. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you guys for coming unannounced. As we continue in prayer, I'd like to also say that last week, Carol went for some tests, and what you went for came back negative, correct? The scan came back, so we're so pleased for that with you. And David, it's good to see you. Progress is happening, inch by inch. I always get you two mixed up. I said the right one, didn't I? David's dad, John's the boy, right? Huh? John's the dad. See, I do that. When I married him, I had to make sure I had that name right there because always blow it, which one's the son, which one's the father. Your son resembles you a great deal, Dad. He does. What do I... You're welcome. Let's turn to him again. Father, there is your presence in the midst of everything. And we'll say it again. I don't understand this world being left the way it is. I don't understand why we see what we call supernatural here and not there. I don't understand that. But in all that, I know one thing, beyond a shadow of a doubt. You are faithful. You are faithful. And I just remember with my children, Lord, that many times they would not understand what Daddy said or what Mommy said to do. Because they couldn't see the whole picture. But they trusted us, and they did. And that's where we are now. Every day, we cannot see the whole picture. We don't understand it all, but we know one thing. You are faithful, and we can trust you. In this world, it is confusing. In this world, there's very few places that we can stand and be confident. But yet in you we can, because you are faithful. As Paul says that within Christians is a joy that goes beyond what's around us. And this joy is you. That no matter what we're experiencing, there can be a joy because of you. Thank you for coming into our world. Thank you that you took upon yourself all of our brokenness. We are not alone. The creator of the universe has come into this world. It's not based upon what we feel or what we see. It's based upon this. You gave your word, and you keep it. In Christ's name, amen. With all the young folks, come up front now. Hey there, you guys. Was that heavy?
Yeah, we filled it up with whole money.
Well, great. You know what that's going to go for?
What?
It's going to go help a little...
Children.
Yes. That's great. Now, I want to show you this rock. Is that very pretty? That's pretty?
Yeah.
You think that's pretty?
No.
I don't think it's pretty. I mean, you really think that?
Old dirty rock.
Yeah, it looks like an old dirty rock, right? That's what it looks like.
Uh-huh.
Like I should just throw it away, shouldn't I?
Yeah. It's
just
I
want to show you something. Come here. Come up here. Come up here. Come here. Well, why don't you just come up closer? Well, come over here. Come here, we're close. Looky, I turn it around, and let's look inside.
Crystals.
Isn't that different?
Yeah, it's a crystal rock.
Yeah. But look at it. Does it look pretty here?
No.
But on the inside, it's...
Pretty.
Yeah,
the yeah. angels
bark. Yeah. So when you first see it, you think, oh, that's not a pretty rock because the outside isn't. But on the inside, wow.
Oh, this is your fuzz.
A little bit of fuzz in there, huh? Boy, you've noticed everything, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, go sit back down now. Now, this rock can be like people. You know that?
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll look at somebody and go, ah, they're not neat. They don't look neat, don't we?
No.
But you know what? It doesn't matter because you know what? They may be really beautiful on the inside. And this is what's important. You know what God sees when he looks at you? Does he see this? No. He sees what's on the inside. So on the outside, if you're real pretty, but the inside you're yucky, what does God see? The inside, the real you. So what's important? To look really neat, fancy, so everybody think you're cool, or to be have honesty, integrity, not lie. And be nice and polite because you're on the inside. Which is most important? Mm-hmm. Which one? To look really neat on the outside?
No.
Or to be a person that I can that doesn't lie? No. Yeah. That's what's more. And that's what God looks at. He looks on what's on the inside, not the outside. Okay? Let's pray. God, thank you for your awesome presence here with us now. And thank you that you look on the inside. And may each one of our young folks experience that importance of making themselves people that are so good that they don't lie. They tell the truth. They are polite to people because their insides are good. In Jesus' name. Everybody said,
amen.
That's right. You may walk on out. Run, Mickey. Today we're going to end our looking at the book of Malachi. And next week, again, Rick will be here, and the following week we'll start in Christmas. In January, the first Sunday in January until almost June, we're going to do a series on the book of Revelation. And one person on the board said, that's a long time. Can you make it any shorter? And I just stared at him. I said, I can make it longer. But we'll go through that section of time there on the book of Revelation. And hopefully, you'll enjoy it and find it very insightful. You know, in the human body, one of the most impressive parts of the human body is the brain. That organ, you know, is the center of everything that happens within us. But, you know, that organ only makes up 2% of the human body weight. And there's about, listen, 86 billion nerve cells in that small area. There are neurons that are connected by trillions of connections. Trillions in that brain. And one of the most impressive things about the brain, I think, is the power of memory. You know, memory, that's a term that we use to bring back the past, to take the past and store it, to bring it forth, to influence us for the future. And memory is that vital experience. You know, everything you do is based upon your memory. Why don't you put your hand on a hot skillet? Because of your memory. You know, why when you come to a stop sign, you stop? Because of your memory. Everything. You know, without memory, we couldn't learn anything. You couldn't ride a bike without memory. You couldn't know a thing. We couldn't know ourselves. You know, one of the awful, awful diseases is Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's is losing memory. And in losing memory, what do people lose? Themselves. You are who you are because of your memories. All those things are there. And those memories make you what you are today. Now, the people of Judea and Malachi were having trouble with their memory. They were only seeing the right now. They saw that life wasn't fair. That was true. They saw that the evil people were prospering. That's true. And so they were coming to the conclusion, because what they saw right now, why bother? Why bother to serve God? Here we are struggling, trying to be righteous. Here's these folks over here, not even trying to be righteous, and they prosperous. Why bother? Why go around living a religious life if it doesn't make any difference? Listen to what they say. What do we gain by carrying out his requirements and going around like mourners before the Lord? But now we call the arrogant blessed? Certainly, evildoer prospers, even when they put God to the test. They get away with it. You know, it seems that way, that evil people prosper. And that's what they were seeing. And what was happening, though, they were seeing what was happening, and they were forgetting. They forgot how God had brought them out of Egypt. What a miraculous exodus he had done in their past. God had brought them through that. They had forgotten all the times that God had been faithful again and again and again. And all they could see, though, was a moment before them. And they said it wasn't fair. It wasn't fair. They forgot. On the other hand, we find that not all the Jews in Judea had become this way. Some of them still had their minds turned towards God. Some of them still has their hearts captive by him and had a love towards him. Some of them were still convinced that his nature was good, that he was going to enforce his will on earth, that his aim was to love his creatures. And they cried out, "We will be obedient." What was the difference? Why were some of these folks turning against him, and why were some still being faithful? We'll find the answer is they remembered. They remembered. They remembered what God had done. You know, in our own lives, it's so simple, it's so easy to fall in that trap. We're aware of what's happening right now. We do not see his hand. And it is true. The effect of his hand may not be there. But to remember, when has God been faithful? How did these people remember? Did they pray to God, spend extra time with God? Listen to what the Bible says, Malachi 3:16. Those who feared the Lord talked with each other. How strange. We often think, wait a minute, to get me back in tune with God, I need to spend time with God. But the scripture says that these folks here who were over here being cynical got their lives together because they talked to each other. And it says, and the Lord listened and heard. They talked together. You know, somehow when you hear another person say, "I forgive you," it's easier to experience or accept that God forgives me. You know, when another person will listen to you, it's easier to feel that God will listen to me. When you hear someone says, I know what you're going through, am I standing there with you? It's easier to comprehend that God is with me and walking with me. Somehow, you and I think more clearly when we talk together. It's easier to commit our lives to Christ when we commit our lives to Christ. And listen, it says, the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who fear the Lord and honored his name. As they talked, they remembered. As they talked, they remembered what God had done, how God again had brought them to Egypt, how God had made them a great kingdom, how God years ago had, when they were with judges, and God had brought forth a Samson, and God had brought forth the prophets, that God had been faithful to us in the past. And as they talked and talked about the past, their faith began to grow and grow as they remembered what God had done. Right now, it seems like God is nowhere around. But remember, remember, remember the time you went to the altar the first time? You remember when you gave your life to Christ? Remember it? Was he real? Was he powerful? The answer is yes. Remember that? He hasn't changed. Can you remember walking through a valley, and when that valley was over, you looked back and you could see that he'd been there with you? Remember that? And that's what they did. They began to talk and remember and remember. And you know what the Bible really is? The Bible is a book of memories. And that our memories then give us faith for tomorrow. And Paul talks about this. He said, if Christ did not rise from the dead, we are foolish. We are foolish. Remember? Remember this event? It really happened. Remember it? So in the midst of your chaos, in the midst of your brokenness, remember. And because this is true, because you remember it, I've got hope for the day, right now, this moment. And it says that as these people remembered, they began to walk with him. They began to live faithfully. And one of the things they remember they did in that process, they would think on his name. What does that mean, to think on his name? It means by his name who he is. He is the I Am. He is the Almighty. He is the powerful one. And they begin to think on that name. And as they thought on that name, they begin to come more and more to the conclusion, we need to live life according to that name, because that's the name we belong to. He is the faithful one, so we will be faithful. You know, a young soldier was brought before Alexander the Great. And this is for all of us Christians as we live our lives. This soldier was brought before Alexander the Great for desertion. And the consequences for desertion was execution. And Alexander the Great began to feel some compassion for this young soldier. And he asked him, said, soldier, will you give me your word you'll never do this again? And the young soldier began to stutter. Yes, sir. And Alexander looked at him and said, then I do so pardon you. You are dismissed. At first, this young soldier was just immobilized. He couldn't believe it. But in that moment as he waited there, suddenly something dawned on the great leader. And a great leader looked at that young man and said, young boy, what is your name? Sir, my name is Alexander. Instantly, Alexander flew across that room, grabbed that young soldier by his shirt, pulled him up to his face and said, "Boy, listen carefully. You either change your ways or you change your name. If you don't have the name Alexander, you live like Alexander." Reflecting on his name. Do you belong to him? You claim you're a Christian? Reflect his name. His name. That he is the faithful one. I have courage for tomorrow. Why? Because of him. He is faithful. He is the great I am. He is the self-existent one. He is the creator. He is the one that is there. Today, we have a different name for him because we know his name. And what is it? It is Jesus. Jesus. And Jesus is revealed, this divine one who came into my world. And when God came into our world, he didn't come into it and enjoy it fully, did he? He came into it as the mess it was and the mess we are in. And he walked through it. And he experienced everything you and I have or will experience. They remembered. And their lives were changed. There's another part to this memory. Not only do we remember God, but God remembers us. Remember the dying thief? Remember me when you come into your kingdom. What did he mean? He was crying the cry of Psalms 13. Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide for your face from me? You know, this was the worst possible fate, that God would forget them. And they knew there was no reason God should remember them. The psalmist writes, "What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. God, who am I that you would even know my name? I am nothing. I am nobody." But he cries out, "Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. Lord, remember me. Remember me. I can't take it if you don't." Here's the good news. God will remember you. And he doesn't remember us as a group. He remembers us as individuals, as children. He remembers us by name. Of all the billion of children, of people in the world who ever have or will exist, he knows you by name. Can you see the picture now? Somewhere a million years from now in heaven, the angel Gabriel looks over at God Almighty, and he has a list of everybody who's here. And the angel looks over and said, "Almighty, do you remember so-and-so?" And he says, "Your name?" And there the Almighty sits, and a smile comes across his face. "Oh, yeah, I remember him. I remember her. I remember when they were born. And that first little cry. Yeah, I remember when they stubbed their toe. I remember when they got 100 on a spelling quiz. And I remember when they had a broken heart one day. And I remember an inner victory they had in a major battle no one knew about, but I remember. Oh, I remember. Like a father thinking back and remembering. He does. And he knows you by name. He remembers all those things. every little thing about you. Can you imagine, too, that one day when you stand before him on that judgment day, and the evil one will come to claim his spoils, he will look at you, look at me, and say, God, that one's mine. You know the sin he has committed? You know the rebellion he has fostered against you? He's mine. Give him to me. But the Father will turn to the Son and say, Son, what about it? What about it? And the Son will look down at his hands and says, Dad, I got his name right here. I got our name right there. And the Father will look down at the one being accused and say, you're mine. You're mine. You can't have him. He's mine. Why? Because he remembers. He remembers. What's your life like right now? Do you know some valleys? Deep valleys? In those valleys, in the midst of that darkness, remember. Remember who knows your name. Remember all the times he's been faithful in the past. And though you don't see him right now, his faithfulness is consistent. Remember. The best you can, don't let your mind focus upon the valley you're in now, but upon the remembrance of his faithfulness. And as you remember, remind yourself of this. He has a memory of you, and he hasn't forgotten you, and he won't forget you. And his memory of you is not just a memory of someone in the human race. It's by name. I know you. I know you. I know where you're at. I know what you're going through. And I am there. I remember. I won't forget. Some of the folks in Judea lost it all. They lost it all because of one simple thing. They forgot. They forgot. Some of the other ones in Judea, life stayed on the right track. All because of one simple thing. They remembered. They remembered him. He knows you by name. And he remembers. He remembers his promises. And he is faithful. Father, life hits us hard sometimes. Father, sometimes things are right out in front of us that are not nice. And we see that, and that's all we can see. Help us see the forest beyond the one tree. Help us to remember. You are faithful. And in that, help us to remember that you remember us. There's not a tear that drops that you don't feel. There's not a broken heart that doesn't pierce you. You hear, you know, you remember. Thank you, Father. We have a hope for today and a hope of our yesterdays and tomorrow because you are faithful. In Christ's name. Amen.
I invite you to stand as we sing number 485. 485. I am thine, O Lord.
Also, know that he remembers you, and he knows you by name. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.